This morning, once again, as we prepare to spend time together in God's Word, I encourage you to keep your worship bulletins handy, and if you would, keep a pen handy as well. I trust that the Lord will lay something on your heart this morning as we spend time together in His Word that He ultimately wants you to take home with you this week and to pass on. So if you're in need of something to write with this morning, I encourage you to raise your hand, and our ushers would be glad to get something to you. So not long ago, as I was spending time cruising through the channels on our television, I came across a show that really perked my interest. In about a maybe 5 to 10 minute span of time, I found myself asking this question: who would spend that much time going heaps of rubbish and junk that looked like that? The show I found myself engaged in and enthralled by was a show you've probably seen before or heard of as well, American Pickers. Have any of you seen that before? Yeah. The two main characters from this show, Frank Fritz and Mike Wolf, spend their time searching the back roads of the U.S. for treasure. Things that maybe you and I would pass by in the blink of an eye. Stuff that's buried under mounds that have collected rust and decay and things for quite some time. These guys, with their intrepid spirit, will search high and low through the rusted and the busted, through the fading and the crumbling apart for that one special item of value. And so often is the case, by show's end, they find their treasure. It's something that's been sitting in a barn, something that's been sitting in a garage, something that's been sitting in your backyard, your back room, that place that's simply been forgotten. But the result is always the same. They find exactly what they're looking for, and it is a treasure of treasures. This morning in our gospel lesson, we heard a similar situation. We caught a glimpse of a similar episode recorded in Matthew chapter 18. Jesus shares these two parables with us, the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl. And by all counts, this is a very straightforward set of parables, much like last week. In fact, it only covers a few verses. Let me share this with you once again. Pick it up at verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Just to take a quick moment to decode this, who is the man? Jesus. Jesus is that man who goes into the field and finds the hidden treasure. Jesus is the man who, once he finds that treasure, he locks in on it and he stops at no expense to recover it. Jesus is that merchant who seeks and searches for that pearl, the pearl, and does everything he can to claim it. Maybe some of you know what it's like to seek, to search, to recover. How many of you are familiar with antiquing? How many of you antique or go out to these flea markets, these antique stores, and look for things? I know what some of you are thinking. Why did you mention that, Pastor Seth? Because now after worship, guess what you just committed me to? Going to the antique store for countless hours to find that furniture, find that chair, find that table, find that wall hanging, whatever, for our place. Thank you. Right. If you've ever undertaken one of these endeavors, you know exactly what it's like to go down row after row, to go through building after building to find that one particular item. And when you find it, everything else just fades to the side, doesn't it? This is how it is with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his relationship with you and with me. Jesus gives all he has to recover you and me. The Apostle Paul picks it up for us in Philippians chapter 2 when he shares this with us. He says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And look what Jesus does in this passage. Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Make no mistake about it, the field that Jesus came to the world was a hostile and messy place, filled with people who liked what he had to say one moment but didn't like what he had to say the next. People who loved him and followed him wherever he went for a short time, but then after a while when things got tough, when Jesus started to say things that people didn't like, they trailed off one by one by one. A field filled with all kinds of viewpoints and ideologies and theologies and religions, hostilities. People who would break bread with him one sec, but then betray him in the next. People who would set him up, crucify him, and throw him in a tomb and try to call it quits. This week, as I was thinking about this parable, these two parables, excuse me, and this television show, American Pickers, and the places they go, and the places Jesus goes, this thought struck me, and I can't help but wonder if maybe some of you resonate with this morning. See, I think there are certain times in life we find ourselves feeling like we're in a place that looks and feels something like this, where maybe, just maybe, because of certain life situations and circumstances, we feel tucked away off to the side, stuck between one thing and another, and we feel so far removed from anyone, anything. Maybe you've had a situation or a circumstance in your life where you felt that as much as you would have loved for a family member or a friend to be there with you in that moment, they just couldn't. As much as you were waiting for that phone call from somebody to come in, it didn't. As much as you were waiting for that text message, that email, that verbal affirmation, that retrieval, whatever it was supposed to look like, maybe you found, just as I did, in the past, in those situations, it just didn't come. And maybe you've been in those places in life, and maybe some of you are there this morning, where because of certain things that have happened, maybe even this morning, you feel that you are irretrievable, and that you're stuck in a place that is just, well, maybe it looks like that. Then God's word comes back in once again. And God reminds us that he is that one who stops at nothing to find us. He is that one who stops at nothing to meet us in those places. Where we feel buried under a mound of stuff. Whatever that's been, whatever that's looked like for you this week, God's word comes to us once again. Just as we heard it this morning from Romans chapter 8. Hear these words once again. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friends, the takeaway this morning is this: you are the treasure. You are the treasure that Jesus Christ has come to find. You are the treasure that Jesus Christ has given his life for. And yours is the relationship that Jesus Christ dies and rises again to have for all eternity. This week, I pray that this word would give you strength and would give you encouragement. And I pray, too, that this would be our marching order in a lot of ways for the people in your life and in mine who feel stuck beneath a mound of stuff, who feel tucked off in the back corner where it seems that nobody can get to them. This week, through your life and mind, may others know that Jesus Christ is able and he is willing to seek and to find. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you from these two short parables, we have a very profound and very deep meaning message that Jesus Christ has come to save sinners like us. Father, we thank you for that word that meets us where we're at. We can all resonate with those times, those moments, those seasons of life where we have felt irretrievable, where we have felt that there has been such a big gap placed between us and others, it just seems that nobody can get to us. But in those moments, Lord, we're reminded that you are able. So we pray, Lord, that you would step across those chasms and those gaps once again, and we pray that you would meet us where we're at this morning. No matter what the situation is, no matter what's happened, what's been said, what's been done, we pray, Father, that you would meet us in the places we need you most. And Father, we pray that as we set about to do the work that you've called us to do as a congregation here at Praise Lutheran, we pray that we would go out into the field that is the world with the same heart modeled for us as Christ Jesus, who gave all to find us, sometimes in messy, messy places. Hear us, Father, as we lift up these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus. It's through his name we pray. Amen. This time our service